God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. Today, Brother Hutchings welcomes Dr. George Crabb back to the program to talk about depression. May is Mental Health Month, and depression is a huge problem for many Americans, including Christians. Dr. Crabb is well aware of the problem, and working with Reformers Unanimous International Ministries helps those dealing with depression. He's a certified internal medicine physician and a member of the American Society of Addiction Medicine. Here now is Brother Hutchings and his guest, Dr. George Crabb.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Dr. Crabb, you just don't wake up one morning and have mental depression. Mental depression comes over a period of time when the sufferer is worrying about something without stopping, can't get it off his mind. He sees no solution to his problem. And all he thinks about is this thing that's bugging him or problem. And finally, he gets into a state of deep depression. And let's restate again just what it's like to go into deep depression. Would you care to share that with us?
It's basically, as I describe it in my book, an ache in the soul which crushes our spirit. It's a daily aspect of living where we're sad. That sadness encompasses every aspect of our life, and what we used to find enjoyable, what we used to find pleasurable, is no longer that way. Everything is a drudgery. Everything takes so much effort to get done, and there's just no enjoyment whatsoever, and the person starts to feel achy and starts to hurt all over and starts to not desire to eat and loses weight and looks sickly and feels sickly, and they feel that there's absolutely no answer to their problem. And that's why, as we discussed in our first program, that's why so many of these individuals start to contemplate suicide as an answer to their problem.
Yes, and of course we think of the one who has committed suicide, and of course our sorrow if we know them, or a friend or family member. But there's also the families of those that have committed suicide. They also have a sorrow, and it affects the whole family. And it seems such a waste of life for somebody to take their own life. But as we mentioned yesterday, some students are away from home. They get where their grades are low. They can't justify their continuance to their family, perhaps, in school. So they get worried and go into deep depression. And some students commit suicide. I would like to ask you a question, Dr. Crabb. Panic attacks. Are panic attacks a sign of depression, or is that related to depression?
Well, in my opinion, it's related to depression, because what happens is an individual is confronted with a situation, a very specific situation, which they're having a difficult time with, which they do not know how to deal with, and therefore their body goes into this tremendous stimulation because they do not know how to handle this situation that they're confronted with. And most of the time it goes back to a root cause of depression or sadness in their life. So in answering your question, yes, I do believe that panic attacks are related to depression in some way.
Yes, having a panic attack, you seem to think you're going to die, I think, lose your breath or something. And it's not a very pleasant experience, is it?
No, sir. I've had people that have told me exactly what you said, that they felt that they were going to die, that they could not get their breath, that their heart was beating so fast, that they felt that their heart was going to explode, that there was no answer to the situation. They didn't know where to go, what to do, what to say, who to go to for help. And many of them just really described a literal torment that they were going through.
Now, in your book, you briefly, I think, discuss manic depression also. What's the difference between manic depression and what we might call deep depression?
Manic depression is where people will suffer the deep depression, like we've already talked about, but they will also at times experience a manic phase, which means that they will be overexcited, that they will have their energy levels tremendously high. They will be going all the time, requiring little, if any, sleep. They'll be eating a lot more. Again, they'll be energetic. They'll talk a lot. Their thinking process will be very increased. They'll be doing more things, almost as if you can't even keep up with them. And this is a cycle that happens. They will have deep depression followed by a period of manic episodes, and then that episode will be followed by a deep depression again, followed by a manic episode, and it's just like a pendulum swinging back and forth. Well, they will have times of depression and times of mania, and it can be extremely devastating, not only to the person, but even more so to the family as they try to figure out what's going on.
Again, we want to emphasize that going into deep depression, the sufferer will feel fatigue, a loss of interest in their normal daily activities. They may not want to get out of bed. They may not want to eat. They may lose weight. They become reluctant to even leave the home or go to church or visit with friends, as they usually do. They withdraw. As Dr. Crabb states in this book, they kind of go into a hole, in which it's very, very difficult to get out. And as I mentioned yesterday, a sufferer from depression just doesn't wake up one morning and the depression is gone. Or they just don't read a verse of scripture and their depression is gone. Of course, God is powerful and always able to do whatever He wills. But sometimes it takes months or even years to overcome completely deep depression. Those suffering from depression may gradually become more communicative and slowly resume their normal activities, but sometimes it takes weeks, months, or even years, as Dr. Crabb brought out yesterday. Here in your book, you mention clinical depression. Is that a different kind of depression?
Well, yeah, I mentioned several different types of depression. All of them manifest in the same symptoms. But clinical depression, as I highlighted from the other ones, is where there is a true chemical imbalance going on in the brain tissue itself. All of us have chemicals in our brains called neurotransmitters, specifically serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and there's several others. And when they become imbalanced, they can make an individual become depressed. What can happen, someone that has brain trauma, someone that's been hit in the head because of an accident or an injury, someone that has done drugs for a period of time, these are two reasons that someone can have an imbalance in their brain. And then others, just because of continued stress in their life, whether it be physical stress, mental stress, these chemicals can become imbalanced, and because of their imbalance, they can set a person into an episode of depression. That's what I classify as clinical depression.
My middle daughter, Cheryl, has suffered from forms of depression, sometimes even maybe some bipolar, but she has overcome that pretty much, and she and her husband now has a normal, I think, an acceptable lifestyle and relationship. She took up painting to help her concentrate and prove her worth again. She is a beautiful painter now, and she's pretty much overcome it. And we're real proud of Cheryl and how she's overcome. And I've had other experience, as I said, with mental depression, those I've counseled with, also visited many mental health wards. Now, depression cannot be classified as a typical mental illness like schizophrenia, can it?
No, it cannot. I agree with that.
Someone, a member of the family, has schizophrenia. Are they a different person when you come home at night? Are they come home and you don't know them? Are they a different person altogether and have serious activities that are not normal? Of course, you need a doctor. But depression is different because, you know, medical doctors or doctors really can't help a person, give them a shot or a shock treatment or lithium or some other medicine and get them to come out of depression. In depression, it's mainly the sufferer that has to bring himself out with, of course, he has help, but it's up to the one suffering the depression, isn't it?
That's right. You're just right on the nail again. The focus of treatment is the individual themselves. They are going to be the ones that take the reins of the horse and bring themselves out of depression with the help of other people. But yes, you're right. They are going to be the ones that make the difference.
Now, in your book, you have listed some vitamins you think might help or some items, natural herbs that might help. Could you share that with us and to what degree they will help?
Oh, yes, certainly. Most of these supplements that I talk about help in reestablishing a healthy balance of those chemicals in the brain that God has created us with. The first one that I talk about is called SAM-E, and that is a medicine that typically deals with the chemical in our brain called serotonin, and that is a supplement that someone needs to take for several months before they have any benefit from it. Just like you have said and we have talked about during our programs together, depression is not where you just wake up one day and you're all better. It takes time, and it takes time. And the same with this supplement, SAM-E. It takes a consistent basis of several months before a person can notice a difference. Besides SAM-E, there is also other supplements. One is called 5-HTP, which again helps restore a proper balance in regards to the person's chemicals in their brain. Another one that you have probably heard quite a bit of is called St. John's Wort. And that is another natural supplement coming from the root of the plant that helps reestablish a balanced chemical process going on in the brain. Another one that I really like is just good old-fashioned vitamin B, not just vitamin B12, but all of the B vitamins, and I normally recommend a B-complex vitamin to any of my patients that are depressed, because the B vitamins, in my opinion, help reestablish that thinking process. It reestablishes a good balance of chemicals in the brain. And so I generally recommend a good B-complex vitamin to any of my patients. And then there's another supplement, but you have to be careful with this one. It's called Kava Kava. And that's generally used for someone that has a lot of anxiety along with their depression. And Kava Kava is a natural supplement, and it's very good, actually, at what it does. But if you take it more than 3 or 4 weeks at a time, it can kind of start irritating the liver. And so I generally tell people if they're going to take Kava Kava, to take it for 3 or 4 weeks and then not take it for 3 or 4 weeks, kind of do it in a cyclic fashion so that it doesn't have time to build up in the system and irritate your liver. But there's many supplements, as I write about, that can really help a person in regards to their depression. And many of these supplements have been studied alongside of their pharmaceutical counterparts. And really, these supplements have been found to help someone just as much as the pharmaceutical agents that are out there for depression.
Yes, and I think you mentioned one here. What is it? Ginkgo biloba?
Ginkgo biloba, yes, sir.
Have you mentioned that?
Well, I do mention it in my book. I failed to mention it in our interview here with the other ones that I said, but that is another supplement that is a natural supplement that can help in the thinking process, that can boost our memory, and that once again also helps reestablish the chemical balance in our brain that will help someone think properly, you know, think more properly and have a better attitude, a better outlook in regards to life. So that's another supplement that someone can take along with the other supplements that I've mentioned.
Noah Hutchings and Dr. George Crabb have more to share in just a moment, so don't go away. In the meantime, here's how you can get Dr. Crabb's helpful book, A Hole with No Hope. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or visit the website at swrc.com. The 190-page book is offered in appreciation of your contribution of $10 in the U.S., $12 in Canada. Contact us today for your copy. Here again is Brother Hutchings.
Now, we know that we're in a period of shall we say economic depression, not just mental depression, but economic depression can also lead to mental depression, especially if you're out of a job and you can't take care of your family. And you're trying to think of how to make ends meet and what you're going to do. There are no job opening. You can't see anything down the pike. And that can lead to mental depression. And you need to read your Bible and keep looking up to the Lord. And you bring that out so well in this book here, that never divorce your faith from God in time of illness, because that can be your way out, because you must never, never lose your faith that God is on the throne. And we say here, prayer always changes things, and we really believe that. I know those suffering depression may not want to go to church. Frankly, they don't want to go anywhere, maybe. But gradually, maybe pray with them, get them to read their Bible, and gradually get them back to church. And as we brought out yesterday, and maybe today, Dr. Crabb, they can't lose hope or think they're going to get over depression in 24 hours, because it just don't happen that way, does it?
No, it doesn't. And like you said again, I mean, they might read a verse and God may will to restore them wholly. But what I've seen generally over the past 20 years of dealing with this is that God chooses to heal someone over a long period of time, whether it be a few months or a few years. But healing is possible. That's what these individuals need to realize, is that healing is possible. And foundational to that healing process is them staying in the Word of God and in prayer. And like you said, not divorcing their faith, you know, from what is going on. You know, because God can just do some miraculous things as long as we don't divorce ourselves from our faith and what's going on. I've again seen this happen, you know, so many times, where it takes someone maybe months to come over their depression, but they will say that foundational to their recovery was their daily reading and their daily prayer life that got them through this.
And
so, yes, it does help.
You know, Dr. Crabb, and after someone in deep depression gains victory over their mental condition, that they often come out stronger than they've ever been before, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They come out as really pillars of the faith, coming out testifying that God can do wonderful, mighty things in their life. And what I really love about this is that they can be of tremendous help to those that are going through depression, because these people have been there, they've seen God work, and they can be a tremendous testimony and help to the individual that is going through depression right now.
We want to thank you for taking time out to be with us these last couple of days, and I certainly would encourage those interested to get your book, Your Mothers and Fathers. If you have a family, certainly you might want to look at this book, because it might help you later on down the road. And especially those of you who may be worrying about family affairs, loss of jobs, you may want to get this book also, because I think it will provide you with a lot of help and a lot of safeguards against perhaps your own concerns and also the concerns of your family. So thank you again, Dr. Crabb.
Well, cannot thank you enough.
Here now is Brother Jerry to give you the number to call or the address to write.
That number is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. There is a third way to contact us for Dr. Crabb's book, the Internet. Web address is swrc.com. A Hole with No Hope is a 190-page book that you can get through this ministry in appreciation of your $10 contribution in the U.S., $12 in Canada. The title mentions no hope, but the truth is, you'll discover that there is hope for those in a state of depression. And it's right there in the scripturally-based book. Dr. Crabb relies on God's Word to bring deliverance to the depressed. That's a very good reason for you to get his book, A Hole with No Hope. You may also want the two programs in this series. They're on CD or tape, and you can get them for a gift of $14 in the United States, $15 in Canada. To get the book, the programs, or both, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. The web address is swrc.com. Call centers open from 7:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening, Central Daylight Time, Monday through Friday. This program is on this station solely by your tax-deductible contributions. Plan now to attend our next Wake Up America conference. It's set for August 6th and 7th at the Clarion Hotel and Convention Center in Oklahoma City. We've invited powerful speakers to deal with the issues facing Christians right now. For details and to pre-register, phone 1-800-652-1144. Next week, you'll hear some powerful programs with well-known activist Jessie Lee Peterson. That'll be on Monday and Tuesday. Then, the balance of the week, Dr. Larry Spargimino visits with Robert Wilcox about the Shroud of Turin. Don't miss these important programs. Coming up next over many of these stations is today's Bible in the News report. Be here Monday at this time for your Watchman on the Wall program, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministry. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministry's Bible in the News report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's report. We and others have been warning about the results of embracing sodomy in the United States. Sodomy is the biblical word for what we in America call the gay lifestyle. But the problem extends far beyond the borders of America. Gay activists are gaining ground around the globe, according to a recent story found in the Parade magazine, which accompanies Sunday newspapers across the land. The headline for the April 25th, 2010 edition reads, "Developed World Leads on Gay Rights." In a sidebar to the main story, we learned that same-sex marriage is legal in at least 7 nations, and that sanctions against homosexuals seem to be easing in China, Singapore, Cuba, and Nepal. Recording now from that Parade magazine article, April 25, 2010. Quote, last month, which was March, the District of Columbia joined Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, and New Hampshire in legalizing gay marriage. Though it's hard to generalize, there is definitely a movement toward expanded rights for gays in much of the world, says Scott Long of Human Rights Watch. Albania recently passed a law to protect gays against bias. A court in New Delhi, India, overturned that city's ban on consensual gay sex, and Nepal is expected to legalize same-sex marriage this year in hopes of attracting gay tourists. China opened its first state-sponsored gay bar in December, following a dramatic rise in the spread of HIV/AIDS among gay men. If people are afraid to out themselves, they're forced into a conspiracy of silence that prevents them from receiving information that can save their lives, explains Jessica Stern of the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. In fact, rates of new HIV infections are higher in countries with repressive laws against homosexuality, according to research from the United Nations Agency on HIV/AIDS. Yet, gay sex is still legal in 80 countries. At least 7 impose the death penalty for homosexual acts, usually under Islamic law. Gays are often used as political proxies for other agendas, the West, anything modern or non-traditional, Stern explains. Close quotes. Well, sodomy certainly is not traditional biblically. God was so displeased with the sin of deviant sex that he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. We read, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. That's from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Unfortunately, world leaders do not take God's word seriously, if they take it at all. That's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports, as well as questions and answers, are published each month in a booklet. To get a complimentary copy of the booklet, call, write, or visit our website. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. If you want to write for it, address your correspondence to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report or question and answer.